This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
All right, Scott Wells for the morning. Boy, it is the morning. For the second full day of the SAM convention here in Las Vegas. Boy, I'm still waking up, not had a cup of coffee, but I have seen my good friend over here, Mr. Henry Evans. Hi, Henry.
Hi.
Good to have you here this morning.
Oh, very happy to be here.
Are you going to be performing and doing close-up or something?
Yes, today we will have the close-up show. I am very happy to share this effect with all of you. It will be at 3 p.m. today, so I just did the rehearsal. Everything is fine.
Good.
So we are ready to show something new, of course. I like to show. I will do some of the jazz magic I want to do all the time with borrows and shuffle decks. This is strong, I think, for audience, and I enjoy a lot to do that. It's a big challenge.
Yeah, and you're going to be using several decks?
Several decks.
Like you normally do?
You can be there. Anyone can be there.
Yeah.
One, two, three. It doesn't matter how many spectators. It doesn't matter the borrow decks.
Yeah.
They can shuffle. They can do everything, and I will try to create an act the stage.
Wow. And that's going to be just you, or are there going to be some other people that are performing too, or is it just the...
No. It will be... I will share the stage with the great magicians, even from Argentina. My friend Tony Montana will be there, and it will be Starman, a great magician from Italy. There is a lot of magicians. We will be performing together. It's a close-up show, close-up gala,
kind of
international, so... You will see magicians from different parts of the world, and that's fantastic, amazing.
Looking forward to that. What about last night? Did you enjoy last night's show? Did you go see Matt Franklin?
Oh, my God, I was there. I am really impressed about the show. He has charisma. For me, it's one of the best shows I can recommend from Vegas, really.
Yeah.
I am really very happy with this show.
Yeah.
His energy is amazing, and
it is.
Everything is smart in the correct way, perfect.
How would you say? What's making it perfect?
I love everything, but you can see how smart are all the ideas he plays on the stage.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, amazing. Every effect, every piece is a piece of art for me. I really like this style, and the connection with the audience was amazing, fantastic.
I'm the same with you, Henry, because for me, it was all about him. In other words, it was really the Matt Franco show, because what I liked was that he didn't have a lot of big illusions. He didn't have dancing girls, a lot of music and smoke and all the kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to see a big stage illusion show, but the theater was packed. I've seen his show before, and every time it's full, and he's just signed another four-year contract, just completed 4 years. He said last night he's going to just sign for another 4 years, which is fantastic. But I agree, it is all about him, and that you're not going to see a magic show. You're going to see the Matt Franco show, and you remember him. He is really, that's what, you're exactly right. He's created a character, which is him. He's just a nice, likable guy.
He's just him,
Which is a lot like you.
Love.
When I talk with you, like right now, when I see it before, you are always the same. You're just a likable, you know, funny guy. You're enjoying life, and it's just like, you know, that's just your style. You know, you just, I enjoy your magic, too.
Thank you.
And so, you've enjoyed the convention so far?
I enjoyed a lot. Thank you very much. it's very, very funny and entertaining to share the magic with good friends all the time, like you. And it's fantastic time. I am really happy to be here. Thank you to invite me.
I'll see you also at the 4F convention coming up for the 50th.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
It will be a very important anniversary. I will be there.
Yeah.
Yes, to share the magic.
Very good. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Henry Evans. Scotty out.
Thank you so much.
So one of the places that I discovered, by the way, when we were just here just yesterday, was called the Donut Bar. And first of all, it's good because it has a bar in it, and it has the name Donut in it. So what could go wrong? It's all good. And they are amazing, with some of the largest, most beautiful-looking donuts that I've seen. And they also have unusual kinds of entrees, like the entree that I had yesterday was a grilled cheese donut with bacon, which was amazing. And my friend Dick Olson then had donut that was
French toast.
French
and
toast.
Bacon.
And bacon. Yeah. Donut, yeah. But, I mean, they feature all kinds of crazy donuts. One of them was, I'm here today and I see they sold out of them, but it has a Pop-Tart actually in the middle of the donut. Probably has the most calories of anything. The apple fritters are as big as a plate. They are just absolutely huge. And anyhow, just a fun place with some wonderful sweets, and recommend it. But if you're going to be staying at the Golden Nugget downtown, that's over here on about 6th and Carson, approximately, I guess. And you can eat inside, you can sit outside and have a bite to eat. How many calories, by the way, are in that Pop-Tart thing that you had there yesterday? Yeah, I mean, how?
I have no idea.
It's big.
5 donuts a day, keep your figure.
Yeah. 5 donuts a day, keep your figure. I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
$3 even.
See? How long has the donut bar been here?
4 years.
4 years.
Almost four.
And you've been here all that time?
No, I've been here for 2 years.
What's your favorite donut?
The grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese. That's what I had yesterday.
I love the grilled cheese one. And then there's a vegan banana caramel that we have, but it's not here this week, but it's my absolute favorite one.
Vegan banana caramel.
Yes.
Is it a big one, or is it like an eclair?
It's a small cake one.
The cake one.
Yeah, it's so good. It's my absolute favorite. I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Are there some days you're busier than others?
Oh, yeah. We've sold out by 12 before. 9:30 before.
By 9:30? Wow. What day is the busiest?
The weekend, because of our French toast and grilled cheeses. So it's more likely Sunday our busiest, because it's the end of the French toast and grilled cheeses.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, good. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Well, anyhow, just some great donuts, great ideas as well. So highly recommend that if you get a chance to come by and to the donut bar. Here we are, and there we go, the donut bar. So here we are this morning in the dealer's room, and get a visit with a past national president and also of the Society of American Magicians, as well as the fellow who writes the Tech Talk in the MUM every month for how many years?
Almost 10.
My good friend, Bruce Calvert.
Hey, the weird Bruce. Thing about the Tech Talk column is it's a very popular column, I am told.
First
the problem is it's obsolete in a year. Because new stuff comes out, old stuff goes away, and so forth. So if you see something in the column, get it now. Because a year from now, you won't be able to get it.
You know, that's true. However, that the one thing that you had come up with that's got those little cards and things with it, that's still relevant. I mean, it's kind of a fun little
Thing.
Explain that. It's a free download.
Free download?
Yes, I am.
Yes. It's called Professor Marvel's Crystal Ball. Mm-hmm. Professor Marvel from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And so it's a free download. Just go to it, Professor Marvel's.
In the App Store.
In the App Store.
Either Android or iPad. Or just Apple
I'm an
only.
Apple guy.
I'm sorry. What am I? Sorry, I said the A word. The other A word. Android.
Yeah, the
sorry.
Other A word. Yeah, it's in the iTunes App Store.
Okay.
And download it, and you can print out your own cards, mm-hmm. or you can get in the instruction. You can get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a neat trick.
It is fun.
It'll fool adults as much as kids.
Yeah.
And did I mention it's free? Totally free. Totally
delightful.
Free.
It's delightful. So, what is one of the best tricks, or top tech tricks that you have recommended to people, even though that year after year, as you said, they become obsolete? What just kind of remained
There's
relevant?
A great new trick, and I think you might have it too. I was blown away by it, called The Stranger. Yeah, isn't that?
By Jonathan Levitt. Yeah.
Jonathan Levitt is a brilliant man. I bow down to his creativity, as everybody else does. It is not a 99-cent app.
Yeah.
It is an actual performance thing.
Yeah, stage, close-up.
Close-up. Just look up The Stranger. And I think that's the top thing I have. The other thing that everybody talked about, and there were two other things, the in-stand table. which is a portable table, aluminum. I'm sure every pro magician has it.
Yep.
It's INSTAND. It's actually a special stand for computers, but magicians are using them like crazy.
I've been using that for years as well. In fact, that there was a cruise ship magician who had recommended that to me because of how the tripod legs will either, yeah, they'll either be flat or kind of a three
right,
points.
You can tilt the top of the table for card tricks. And the rubber that's on there, the cards just stick right to it.
And they got different size tabletops then also.
Yeah, I recommend the larger size.
Okay.
Because the little size is too little.
Well, I use the small one for my Lotto Bowl.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
That's actually, let me put that in my next column because, see, but you can tell professionals because they find the right use for it, you know? So that's one thing that I always, and the other is the Airline, A-I-R-L-I-N-E, microphone,
okay.
Which is an aerobics instructor's microphone, but there are lots of unemployed aerobics instructors, so you can find them online very inexpensively, and these microphones are crisp and clear, they're tiny to use, and they're about $200.
Yeah, and you were saying yesterday in your opening night on Thursday, Friday, about how that the band has changed.
Yes, thanks to the U.S. government, the FCC, they've taken back the old wireless microphone frequencies.
Yeah,
the channels. And so they're obsolete as of June, I believe. But if you have an old Airline Micro and you bought it in the past 3 years, you can call the company, trade it, and they will send you a new one with the new frequency.
And if you're looking for a new one, you should look for the K for Calvert.
K. You remember, boy, I bow to you for actually listening to my talk. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
People are coming up to me all day today saying, I hate you because I have to buy all that stuff now that you've recommended.
Well, then if they read the column, it'd be like me. You started buying a bunch of stuff, too.
I bought all that stuff. Everything that's in my column is bought. I don't feel it's right to ask for freebies because then I'm obliged to tell the truth
or not tell the truth.
And so I like to tell the truth. So my column is not a review column. It's a recommendation column. That's what separates it from other columns.
Right. What have you got coming up? Just kind of a sneak preview of the next coming months. I mean, do you keep like 6 months in advance? I mean, it is three months because it is tech stuff and new things are coming out all the time. As you said, it's getting more and more difficult to try and find things. And you've expanded to from apps to other kinds of things.
Apps
have kind of gotten to be old school now. I always hate that when people say, "Where'd you get that app?" You know, you don't want that.
No. And I only like apps that don't look like apps.
There you go. Yeah.
They look like they're part of the phone and things like that. We're going to get into some new toys and some new gimmicky gadgets that you can use in magic. You wouldn't even think of using them. A new column, I'm going to give you an exclusive, okay?
Okay.
There's a secondary column that I've been writing for a year now that I haven't submitted yet. I'm waiting until I get 10 of them so that I can go.
Sure.
And it's called Shopping for Magic. And what it is not in a magic shop, but if I went into Michael's Crafts, what magic tricks could I make?
Hardware store.
Yeah, a hardware store, CVS, and so forth. So that'll come up soon.
I've heard so many magicians. I remember John Cornelius famously and others saying, my favorite magic show is the hardware store. You know.
Listen, Mentalists, Staples.
Staples, yeah. They are their staples.
Yeah, that's their magic show. You know how you just reminded me of something that's going to be in, I think, the next column, the February column, and that is, you know how Mentalists use a lot of paper, and they write something down and they throw it away. Terrible for the environment, all that paper going away. There's a new paper that's coming out, and it's about 80-pound cardstock.
Okay.
That's how thick it feels.
Pretty thick.
Yeah, but flexible enough. It's not like hard cardboard. And you use you've heard of a dry erase marker. This is a wet erase marker. I don't know if you've ever used one.
I have used wet erase. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you use a wet erase marker on it, and to clear the paper, you just put it under tap water. And it all fades away. You can use it over and over.
Reuse the paper.
Again. Yeah, over and over again.
So that's not necessarily for center tears. It's going to be.
No, it's too expensive for that.
It's just a cheap whiteboard.
It's a whiteboard that's a paper.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And what's neat about it, and I'll just let your imagination wander, is if you use a regular marker, that stuff will stay on that paper. But yet you can make certain things disappear from the paper.
So like a Living or Dead test.
Correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
Absolutely. or spelling out something.
Right.
You know, the card that, I hate to go to card, the name that you came up with traveling will be.
Right.
And then you can put
I did that one time as a introduction for an MC bit, and I had something that, because there was a guy who was working the Magic Island, and I showed these hieroglyphics and everything, and then as I unfolded it, that the hieroglyphics spelled his name.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
No, I'm saying, not when I unfold, but when I fold it, like the Mad Magazine, when you do kind of a thing. It's like, suddenly that all made sense.
The old Al Jaffe.
Al Jaffe, exactly. Right, from Mad Magazine.
Who's still alive.
Is he really?
He's almost 100.
You know, I think I've got an autograph from him someplace, because when I was a kid, I wrote Mad Magazine. I said, whatever happened to the...
Spy versus Spy?
No, there was... Well, there
oh,
was...
God, a, we, we're
Arthur,
the
plant.
Yeah.
You remember the plant that was
called Arthur?
Just a little stem. And I said, you know, he stopped using that. I said, what happened?
Did he grow?
He wrote back and he said, well, I think that the... I remember this like it was yesterday. I think that the painters, the artists threw their paint water in there and the plant died. But yeah, that's just kind of going back. Hey, this is a good convention. I think we're having a good time. Anything you're looking forward to that we haven't seen yet, then, Bruce?
You know, seeing the Matt Franco show last night.
Was that awesome or what?
What's amazing about the show, and we're very proud of him in Rhode Island because he's from Rhode Island, first magician to win America's Got Talent. It's not big box tricks. It's not dancing girls and all that. It's pure skill that we see at conventions, but he's bringing it out to the public. Every trick he did, a trick that we all do, but his presentation and the way, just the whole setting of it. Don't miss the Matt Franco show. It's incredible.
I think and it's a real bargain, I think, on the strip. And that's one of the reasons it's a bargain, because he's not having to pay a lot of assistance and, you know, maybe just a few union guys. Doesn't have a lot of light and smoke and everything else. So
and he's not a close-up guy. He's a parlor guy.
That's important. Yeah, but his close-up was pretty good. But he didn't use a lot of overhead screens, which is another thing. You know, like Shin Lim would be, you know, you can't see the Shin Lim show without having an IMAG, you know.
Right.
And he can't, you know, that... I love Shin. I'm not taking anything away, obviously, but I'm just saying that Matt Franco doesn't depend upon his close-up skills. You know,
definitely skillful.
Yeah,
definitely.
He's a very intelligent guy.
And that last trick that he does, he takes Sam the Bellhop and makes it mega.
He does. And I've seen his show a few times before. Obviously, every show is different, which is why I love the title "Reinventing Magic Nightly."
Yeah.
And it all came together. The first time I saw it, I was like, "Oh, now I get it." And I'm not going to expose anything. We're not going to tell you the ending. You got to stick around. I saw somebody leaving, trying to get on the bus early, and I stopped and I said, hey, you need to sit down and watch the rest of this.
Yeah, incredible.
So that was really good. Plus the show we had yesterday, you know, hosted by Steve Ragazzi. I mean, we had just a great show with Ice McDonald and everybody else that was performing on stage there yesterday. And
you notice the difference between this convention and other conventions? We're friendly. Everybody, it's like a family. Every SAM officer or past president wants to meet everyone and wants to talk to everyone. So
I mean, even you're taking time to talk to me.
Well, that's, you know, what can I say, Scott? You know,
I'll pay you later.
All right. Wait, I get paid for this? I'm not used to that, being a magician.
You get paid with my friendship.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks for asking me.
Sure. Thank you very much. So, for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Bruce Calvert. Scotty out. Well, as many of you listeners of Magic Conventions know, particularly the 4F Convention, that we typically get together with my good buddy and friend of the Magic Word, Mr. Mark D'Souza. He's here with me now. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Scott. Oh, wait. It's still morning.
It's
here.
Still morning.
Still morning here. That's
not
all good.
Not back home.
Not home.
Not in Philly,
no. I already got the basketball results of my kid's basketball game today. So it's,
That's
funny. 3-hour difference is throwing me off.
My sleep time, too.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to eat donuts now or later or both, you know. Or
all
martini.
All day. And we won't be here on Thursday, so just keep drinking like it's Thursday.
That's what I thought. I've only got one liver to give. So I always like to talk with you to kind of do a recap. And so that, since we're here this morning, and then yesterday, you got the schedules kind of run down. What happened then first yesterday?
Well, yesterday they had the SAM council meeting in the morning, which I did not go to.
And aren't you a past international or past president?
No. I
You're just a past winner.
Well, past winner, but I was chairman of the ethics committee for 10 years. So, but now I'm not, so I don't have to go. But they had an opening event with Matt Franco doing a Q&A. really lovely.
Yeah. Really smart guy, a lot of fun, really was personable and talked
very,
about. Yeah.
Very down-to-earth guy. Yeah. And that's exhibited in a show last night, which we all got to see as part of the convention.
That was amazing. Broke us up into two groups.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. They had an early show, late show. I went to the late show, and it was terrific. Yeah. Really, really fun.
Had you seen him before?
I had never seen him live. I had never seen the show. I met him many, yeah. many years yeah. ago when he was a young man
back
on the Stars of Tomorrow show
okay.
here in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They had a really great session with our dean, George Schindler, yesterday. And, you know...
Hosted by Bruce Calvert.
Bruce Calvert, who always does a great job. But, you know, watch George, who I think is 92?
92.
92. Same age as my dad, actually.
Yeah.
To see
and Walter
him,
Blaney and also Marvin Roy.
But to see him get up there, walk out, and perform two effects...
Yeah.
Right out of his repertoire, that it's like, never stopped performing him, and they were as good yesterday as I ever saw him, and just phenomenal.
And he's just sharp on his game, and he's very quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
Quick-witted guy.
He used to write jokes for comics.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
oh,
so
absolutely.
Funny. Yeah.
He had, well, Showbiz Services was a comic writing service, jokes, most of which weren't his, but which he freely
admitted.
But it was a great session.
That's funny because he was saying he would go home after hearing these other comedians and write down what he remembered from there.
Well, the story he told about the guy that hired him to take a tape recorder in to see all the comedians of Vegas tape it and then transcribe it and send them all the jokes. That was a funny story.
Yeah,
that would never happen today.
Oh, no. Magicians either.
No, we would never do that.
Never take in a recorder and record a magician's
exactly.
act. Yeah.
They had a Ronnie show yesterday afternoon called... Thank you very much, which I'm saying at way too low a register.
Yeah.
It was a tribute to Johnny Thompson, and Penn Jillette was here in the audience, and they asked Penn to come up and just speak about him because they were so very close, and Johnny worked with Penn and Teller for 25 years as a consultant and really is responsible for making Penn a real magician now because Penn is doing really tough stuff. He's doing close-up stuff and really dedicating himself to really learning good magic, and he had the best teacher ever.
And Penn and Teller received their reinstatement into the SAM.
They were reinstated in the SAM, but then Steve Bargatze said, well, now we're going to kick you out of the IBM, so you'll be out of one of the organizations internationally, which is funny.
Yeah. Paul Vigil was on the...
Paul Vigil opened the show, and Paul was probably one of Johnny's last students that he really taught everything to. It's him and Ed Kwan. And I haven't seen Ed Kwan here, unfortunately, but Paul performed three of Johnny's...
Signature effects.
Absolutely, right out of his act, and they're...
And the book.
Fortunately, all in the book, yeah. But Paul was close with Johnny for 20 years. I mean, they were best friends, and learned so much from him, as did so many. I was fortunate enough to know Johnny for, oh my gosh, over 40 years, and Johnny taught me... And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to know him and to learn from him. He was the best. And then Bargatze.
I love you, pal.
And then Steve Bargatze emceed, and Steve did a great job.
Oh,
he's
and also
so darn
Ice McDonald, because he did Doves.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They had Ice open the show. I forgot about that. So Ice did the Bird Act. A couple technical problems. But you know, he plowed on through and got the job done. And Bargatze was just so funny. And they had the Japanese manipulator to close the show, and unfortunately, I do not remember his name. But I will tell you, the act was exquisite. Small,
beautiful.
It was a wine glass and cards, and it was just sheer poetry. Absolutely magnificent.
Yep, productions and vanishes,
color changes of the cards
in the glass and stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was just very different, very surprising, and just an absolute thing of beauty, and. Then, you know, we all went and saw the Matt Franco show. That basically brought us up to date for yesterday. This morning, we had a lecture by Gustavo Rally.
I missed that. How was that?
Excellent. It's kind of the same lecture he did Effectors.
He did the shadowography thing, tribute to Sonny Fantano yesterday.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot about that. He was on the show yesterday and did the shadow act tribute, as you said, to Sonny Fantano from Venezuela. And beautiful, beautiful shadow act. Short, succinct, but very impactful and went over marvelously, where the crowd really loved him. But the lecture today, you know, there's a fine line between lecture and dealer demo. And I will say that everything he did is an effect that he markets, and you can buy from him. And if you like the effect, you will probably buy it from him.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you put in the work, a bunch of the stuff you could make if you wanted to. But he shows the things, explains how they work, and shows the thinking behind it. And there was so much to learn from that. So it was a great lecture.
Good morning, everybody.
And now it's time for the Stars of Tomorrow.
Welcome to
we will see some people that, like you said, with Matt Frankel. Who knows who we're going to see today?
Exactly.
There we go. So that, there we go. That's Mark D'Souza. Scotty out.
We helped to bring this show to you.
So we just finished with the Stars of Magic show here on day two, official day, full day two, here. And it's Saturday, Sunday, today's Sunday. That's right. Boy, time is flying. Day of the week as far as that goes. And there were some tremendous people over here. And one of the tremendous people I want to talk with right now is one of the people behind the scenes. And I happen to pull him from the shadows, Mr. Mark Whitehouse. Hey there, Mark.
Hi, Scotty. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. And so is this convention.
Oh, thank
from
you.
My perspective, I know you're always going around asking everybody, how you doing? What do you think? You know, you're trying to tweak all this stuff. But I think it's really wonderful from my standpoint, and what I've been talking with other people, what they enjoy is that there's not a lot of overlap, so this way you're not having to miss something or run to something else, because it is kind of scattered around the hotel. All the things are not happening in the same tower, if you will.
Yeah.
So you're kind of getting to know the hotel.
Yeah, the first day everyone's exploring and they're trying to figure out, how do I get from one place to the other?
Yeah.
But we know the secret, so we've shared the shortcuts, and,
yes.
And I think it's working out. Yeah.
It is. Now, your position then exactly is what? Are you the chairman of the
convention? I'm the chairman of the convention.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you co-chairing with anybody? Or are you,
no.
You're like,
this is
all your responsibility.
This is me, but I have a crack team of talent putting everything together,
yeah.
You know, so it has been fantastic.
Were you responsible also for the talent, or you have a talent chairman?
No, that's Mike Miller.
Okay.
Mike Miller is our show producer, and but he does a great job.
He does.
Vinny Grosso is helping out. We have tomorrow we're going to have the Fullest auditions. So Vinny's been behind that
event.
Different.
Never had that before, have
yes.
you?
Yes. No, this is brand new.
Okay.
You know, normally we would have our SAM contest, so this kind of taking the place of that contest.
Now, I didn't actually know about this until I saw, I mean, I wasn't planning on doing it anyhow, but I didn't know about it until I saw it in the program. Had this been announced and I just missed the announcement beforehand?
You missed
telling
the announcement,
okay.
Yeah.
So there should be
yeah.
a lot of people coming
yeah.
and participating
yeah.
in this.
Yes, we have 10 to 12 performers.
Oh, good.
It's going to be two different sessions, so we've got the producers of the Penn & Teller Fullest program.
Mike Close going to be here?
Will be there. No, Mike Close wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
He had another engagement. But they're going to give notes to the people who perform. They're not going to actually say, yes, you're going to be in the show, but they're going to give them notes, and, you know,
yeah.
they could be in the show. So yeah.
Now, I know in past years when the SAM has had the convention here in Las Vegas that they've had evening shows like with David Copperfield, where they've gone over there, or I've forgotten the other, and I think Matt King, which we're going to be having a roast for Matt King
right.
coming up, but last night with Matt Franco was just really wonderful.
That was an amazing show. If you have not seen Matt Franco, you have to go see his show.
Yes.
The closing is just amazing. It's just amazing.
I've seen
and
the show
so
a few
fun.
Times, and it's always
so
different.
Fun. Yeah.
You know, that's why it's called Reinventing Magic,
yeah.
because he does
it
every night.
And he was here yesterday for our opening, and he was graciously, you know, answering questions from the audience and
right.
signed
personal
everybody's, you know, we have posters, and he signed for everyone. It
if
was
there are some
fantastic.
Left, I need to get one. I haven't gotten
yeah.
one yet.
Michael Carbonaro was sitting right behind me here for this Stars of Tomorrow show, which celebrates the youth of where the magic is going. So,
right.
And it was fun to hear him laughing right behind me. So, yeah.
So how does this convention in Las Vegas differ from what you've had in the past? I mean, I know as a convention chairman that you're always trying to improve and to add on new things, and what are we doing differently this year?
You know,
people who are listening want to come tomorrow.
Yeah, what's different with our conventions? We do have a field trip. So, you know, we were able to go to Matt Franco last night.
Mm-hmm.
This evening we have another showroom program here in the hotel with Rudy Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be his entire show, which hasn't been done before. After that, Harrison Greenbaum is going to do his adult program. It's 11 to 12, so it's for late night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I've heard.
Yep, yep.
It's always topical.
Yep, yep. And we have the lectures that are going on. We have tomorrow the Mac King roast. That'll be a real
hosted
real
by
highlight.
Mike Hammer.
Mike Hammer and you won't believe.
And others who's
you
gonna be
will
coming?
Not believe. I mean, we are so many surprise people that are going to be at this event.
Okay.
Did you hear Penn Jillette when he was here yesterday?
Yes, I did.
So touched. We had the Johnny Thompson tribute program, and he was able to say some words in the very beginning. Very touching.
Very touching, and yeah, he was cracking, you know, just kind of breaking up, you know, with tears almost, yep. You know, because they were such close friends.
And then on Tuesday, oh man, the show that we're going to end with, this is the China gold medal winners from China.
Wow.
This is going to be the most amazing
right
show.
Right here in this theater.
It's going to be right here in the Houdini Theater at the Golden Nugget. We have, I thought we were sold out. We were able to have the hotel add a couple more rows of seating, so we should have a couple more seats still available if anyone is nearby.
How many chairs remains to seat right now?
We are at 642
seats. Okay.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Yeah. But it's do you like your seats? I mean, the way it's organized.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be sitting. You could be sitting way in the back row, and you're still seeing.
Yes.
You know, it's not. I'm proud of that. That was me.
Yeah. Well, I have been sitting further back. You know, different seats around here, and I have had good sight lines without the IMAGs. You got the IMAGs up here, but not you know made use of those yet.
Right. Right.
You know, so
that's
something I guess we're saving.
We're going to have the close-up. We have the pro close-up, so we're definitely going to be
using
that.
Is that later
today? That's this afternoon. Yeah.
Okay, about
3
o'clock or something
3
like
o'clock,
that.
3 o'clock starts.
Okay. Boy, I know there's a lot of surprises and things that are coming up over here. Attendance-wise, do you have any idea about how many people are attending this year?
We have hit over 600. So,
I had heard George Schindler said about
600. We're pleased with that. Well, the big surprise for us is how many, I mean, we're talking about more than 100, not quite 200, but more than 100 registrants who waited for the last 6 weeks, which is unheard of. We never have that.
Wow.
And I feel bad for them because they're paying a higher rate.
Sure.
And their seats, you know, are going to be a little further back. So for,
right.
for your listeners, next time we're here, which is in 2 years,
yes.
Please, you know, register
early.
Yeah. We can plan better if we know who all is going to be here.
Sure.
Earlier, and they also get such better seats. So
Well, you know, you had planned it, and they had come. So for this kind of a thing, you know, you built it, and then really people are all showing up, and so it's really been great. I've enjoyed it so far, and I'm looking forward to the other activities and things that are coming up. And again, I think a dealer's room is great. It's got a nice flow
packed.
To it. It has been packed, but not so much that you can't get through it.
Yep.
Even though it's not a large area. What do we got, about 30 dealers, 24 or something like that?
Yes. I think we're up to 30.
Okay.
Yep.
It looked like about that. It looked like everybody was doing well, you know, as far as sales goes. I think everybody seemed like they were happy.
And they were happy, which is always good when early in the convention that they're happy.
Right.
Right now, we have lunch. We have something called grab and go lunch. Mm-hmm. So we have lunch being served just outside of the dealer room, so people can also be able to.
And
we have some of more of the close-up stars of tomorrow performing up there also.
Now I'm glad you mentioned that because we just finished the stage show for the Stars of Tomorrow, which Matt Frankel was a winner of the past, I understand, as well.
Right.
But also for the close-up. Now, will they actually have a formal table they're working at, or is it,
it's be like
strolling.
You and me, one person will be strolling. We have two others who've got a little mic that they're happy amp that they're using, and they have tables
like
set
a street
up.
Performing kind
of,
or whatever.
Interesting.
That's a little bit different kind of a concept then too.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, this has been working out great, and I'm glad that they're working now that they're going to be presenting the new incoming president's award, I guess, and putting the badge on him.
You know what? We don't have that this time.
You don't.
Because we're in January. You know, Las Vegas,
it's
summer convention, it's hot, and your feet stick to the asphalt.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do that. So that's why we're here in January. So this is in the middle of our officer's year, so we don't have a transition of officers. That's going to be happening.
So it'll happen.
That'll happen in May at the FISM North American Championships of Magic that is happening in Quebec.
In Quebec.
And the SAM is going to be there
to
support that event.
And next year is going to be 2021, which FISM will be in Quebec.
That's right.
Will there be an SAM convention next year?
Right now, there's still some discussions, but right now we're planning to take the year off, and we will be back here in 2 years in January, Martin Luther King weekend, right here at the Golden Nugget again, because this really has
effect. Yeah, it's a good time of the year and everything. It's all working
out. And there were a lot of things that we wanted to do this convention that we weren't able to squeeze in. It's just so much stuff, and so we've got lots of plans already for 2 years.
When you do that, I would encourage you to consider to try to work that out a little bit with the Magi Fest in Columbus. Yeah, I love that convention. You know, I think Josh and Andy are doing a wonderful job, and that's a good convention. I couldn't go there this year because I really wanted to come to this one.
Yeah.
But
we felt very bad. We coordinated with them before we set our dates, and they were going to be a couple weeks after us. But I understand that they had to switch hotels.
They switched
and
hotels.
They only
right.
had the certain particular date they
right.
could do. So
right. And you already committed.
And we've already coordinated for 2 years. We told them that we were also looking at this, and that it was the same thing, that they were going to be a couple weeks after us. So hopefully with the new hotel,
yeah.
that's still going
to be able to make both in next year or a couple of years then too, yeah. whenever it comes about. Well, Mark, thank you very much. I didn't mean to keep you so long, because I know you got so many different activities. As being the convention chairman, I know I've done that before, and you're just running all over. And for someone to shove a microphone in your face, I appreciate your friendship, and I thank you for all you've been doing.
I appreciate what you're doing for us, for the entire Magic community. Everything that you do is wonderful. Everyone appreciates it.
One of my highlights of this podcast I've been doing since 2011 is when you presented me with a certificate of achievement. You know, as when you were president,
it was
completely unexpected.
Yep.
And we were in Dallas, and I still have it hanging in my wall. It's one of my prized things. It was unexpected, and I'm very thankful. Well, thank you again for your time.
Scott.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Yep.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Mark Whitehouse, convention chairman. Scotty. So, as we're in the elevator, I'm here with Alex Zander, who is the current international president of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. Hello, Alex.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. And you, sir?
Good. I'm doing well, thanks.
Are you enjoying the convention?
I am. Yeah, I am.
So you just flew down actually from Canada or from someplace else?
Yep, flew down from Canada yesterday, just got in, and happy to be here.
And what are you looking forward to? What have you seen so far that you liked?
We just got in yesterday, so we got to see the tail end of the show. Got to see Matt Franco's show last night, which was great.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed that.
Have you seen Matt's show before?
I have, yeah, and it was cool to hear his, and to see his story and progression through the Stars of Magic show from the SAM, and so just today, they had the Stars of Magic stage show this afternoon.
Right.
So now, really good young
talent.
Yes. So now heading down to see the close-up show, and excited to see what they have to offer us.
Well, and they're also going to be having right now, in opposite of that, is going to be the, Scott Alexander lecture.
I suppose that's true. Yes, absolutely true. Yep.
So anything you're looking forward to at this convention, or are you just here kind of on behalf of the IBM, just kind of...
Bit of both. I'm here on behalf of the IBM. We have exciting news as a result of the mid-year meeting from last week. I have, for the first time in history, opened up the international convention at no cost to all IBM youth the world over. So if you are an IBM member... that is a youth member, so up to 18, you can attend the International Convention for free, as well as the Lance Burton Teen Seminar, which is available for kids up to 19 years old.
It begins before the actual convention.
Yeah, that's a couple days just before of intensive work with Jeff McBride, Dr. Larry Haas, and, of course, Lance Burton. So they get to do all that before the convention, and now they get to do the actual convention itself for free. Which is pretty exciting.
All they need to do is have one registered adult.
Yep, just need one registered adult. Legally have to have a parent or guardian, so that's always always important. But super, super low rate for a non-magic parent. I think it's around the realm of about $150, but don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere there. All at IBMconvention.com. And makes a great way to have a weekend for a week, I suppose, full of magic at no cost to youth. So very exciting.
And so tell me about Pittsburgh. I mean, as far as the convention location.
Pittsburgh is great. I was really impressed with the city when we went there for the mid-year meeting. The hotel is outstanding. We're at the Wyndham Grand downtown, which is a very, very nice hotel. It has the perfect banquet space and performance areas. A lot of jam space for everything we need. It's gonna
be a lot of restaurants around. A
lot of restaurants around. It's going to be a crazy good dealer's room. Pittsburgh was just recently named the food capital of the United States. It got some big distinction for municipal awards for its culinary culture. Tons of breweries, a bunch of really fun events, and an unbelievable arts community. They have, within the span of a few blocks, 10, 12, 14 theaters, all within walking distance.
Wow.
And the arts community there is so supportive of live entertainment, and especially our friends at Liberty Magic, an outstanding little magic theater that has opened up there. And they're doing really great work. So very exciting to see the community support that, and we're happy to bring the IBM to Pittsburgh.
You sound like you ought to work for the Chamber of Commerce, man.
Man.
That was a nice pitch.
Oh, I try. It's easy.
It's like fun.
It's easy when you're behind the city. And to be honest, I'd never been to Pittsburgh before. I had reservations, and going there to see the area, I understand why the convention's been done there in the past. It is such a beautiful city, and I'm going to have a great time. Scott, you should see the sandwiches at this place. We went to Bramante Brothers.
Yeah, I love sandwiches.
They have this classic Pittsburgh sandwich full of coleslaw and fries, as well as just smoked meat and everything you can imagine. It's made so that the workers can walk around with one hand and eat their meal as they go to and from their job.
A whole meal, that's cool.
A whole meal in a hand, and it was a beast of a sandwich. So I will have those delivered frequently to the hotel. The presidential convention is going to be wild for me.
The dates are
July 8th to 11th.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you can go to, they got your own, not just magician.org, but you can go to...
Yep, to ibmconvention.com. So you'll get all the information there and come join us.
Perfect. That was Alex Zander, who's the international president of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. IBM, there we go. This is Scotty Allen.
Glad to help.
All right, so we have just finished, actually, with Juliana Chen's lecture. Apparently, she swapped with Scott Alexander. I thought Scott was this afternoon, but he's going to be later tonight at 7, and Juliana did a great job. And so we were just getting ready to talk with Jeff McBride. I want to thank you again for the Wonderground. You said you just completed the 11th year.
This is the 11th year of Wonderground,
now.
And the every month we put on a completely new 3 or 4 hour extravaganza. I mean, there's an 8 o'clock comedy variety show. Then there's the close-up magic, the magic bar, the strolling magic, and then the 10 o'clock stage extravaganza. And then we all go out to an after party afterwards, yeah.
That was so much fun, and what a great evening that was. You know, we had, because the SAM was in town, and so we had,
right.
I understand, like twice the people. We had like 200 people there or
something. Yeah, it was standing room only. You know, usually we have seats for everybody, but that was basically getting you in the front row is great.
That was impressive. I couldn't believe it. It was like, I go around, it's like, why me? What am I doing here?
Well, you know, you spread the word on magic. You're a communicator. You're one of the people that really... are, you know, in the trenches, out there getting the message out to the magic community, and I really respect that.
Well, thank you.
So what could I help you with today?
Well, I wanted just to talk about, just briefly, about the Wonderground. You had said, and you completed it, you said, about 11 years or so, and I know it's always different, because I was going to say, I know that Abby and the others who were doing the dancing,
mm-hmm.
because they look very well choreographed, and they did like 20 minutes, two different 20-minute bits,
yep.
and they do different things all the time. They have like a belly dancing class that they practice, and they all...
They are a company that's been together for many, many years, and the dancers there use an improvisational dance style. They're choreographed, but a lot of the stuff they make up in the moment based on cues. It's a language called American Tribal.
As close as I was, watching their eyes, and
right.
their eyes were watching the other person. Kind of, okay, they're doing that, so I'm going to do this. I can see that improvisation.
And they've innovated from American Tribal belly dance a new language of dance. It's called New World Rhythmatism, and it was put together by a woman by the name of Deborah Nervig and Joshua Levine, and it's an incredible language of dance. And each month I try to work a production number with them too. I think you noticed that I work with them. So we change it all the time. And the interesting thing about Wonderground is that many performers come to Wonderground, and it's their first stage they work in Las Vegas and sometimes America, like Tommy Ten and Emily, the clairvoyants. Their very first show in Las Vegas was the Wonderground. Mm-hmm. And it's like that for many, many variety performers coming over from Europe or coming to Las Vegas the first time. We have the honor of being the stage in Las Vegas that has hosted more variety acts and novelty acts and magicians than any other stage in Las Vegas history.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, the SAM, I know, has been here in Las Vegas from time to time, and that are you enjoying the convention? Have you been in and out or been seeing part of this? Or?
You know, I've just been on the road so much, and I am happy that my schedule, I just touched down in Vegas in time to come and do this and to be a part of some of the festivities.
Yeah, so you were here like since Thursday. When did you get in?
No, actually? I just got in today.
So after Wonderground, you left and came back.
I had a class to teach.
When do you
sleep? Yeah, well, sleep is for the weak, as I say.
Well,
it was great having, you know, both the incoming and the current president at Wonderground the other night. Both Steve Spence and Joel Zaritsky have been my students at Mystery School. They've come and they take master classes, and it's great that people at that level of their career in magic are still teachable, still hungry to learn, and that's really wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And you have so many different kinds of classes you teach, whether it's going to be mentalism or close-up or stage or clowning or whatever. I mean, you do it all.
We have mask work, mime. We have the street magic, grand illusions, mentalism, women in magic, manipulation classes. I mean, we really run the gamut. Yeah, and we have more and more guest teachers coming in. We've done guest classes with Jonathan Pendragon has come in and Max Maven, and of course one of the great masters of mentalism,
Ross Johnson
yep. is in there, Larry Haas, and so we try to change it up as much as we can. We've had Alan Ackerman do a special class with me on Expert at the Card Table, a weekend of Erdnase. And we're having Gazzo come in to teach not only his cups
street
and balls,
magic.
But street magic and an entire show.
You know, I was just talking with John Sterlini and Colin, and he was talking. We were talking about why is Colin known as the world capital of magic. And we were talking about having more and more conventions and workshops. I said, well, you ought to have Dr. Jeff. Have him come out and have like a regular kind of a thing so people would be coming for a kind of a retreat, because Colin is such a great, as you know, a great retreat area.
It certainly is.
I can see you doing some sort of a thing in the evening. And Anyhow, just a thought,
Well, I love Colin. I love the whole, the vibe of the place. It's got a very rich history. And I hope the shop, keeps going. And I hope the whole community keeps going. And I hope it keeps growing. It's wonderful.
Me too. Listen, I'm not going to keep you. I know that
I'm
valuable,
here for you.
So, well, Jeff, I want to come back sometime, actually, and do just a full podcast. I mean, you're a titan of tricksters industry. And that I know we tried to get together, last time I was here. And sometime that I'll make some advanced plan and we'll sit and chat for an hour and really go deep.
I'll have you over to the mystery school.
I'd love to. I've not been there yet. Like to
You would so enjoy it. It's paradise. It's like a magic spa.
Yeah, I'm excited to come. And so I do get out from time to time, just spend a few days. And so I'll definitely be doing that. In fact, I'll be coming out in May for the collectors. I might come out either early or stay late or something.
Maybe I'll have a special little group of the collectors come over to the mystery school.
That'd be
for a tour.
That'd be a lot of fun then too. But we'll plan on that. Maybe try to work something around that.
Okay.
Jeff, thanks very much.
I'll see you at the collectors.
Okay. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Jeff McBride. Scotty out. All right. Well, we're waiting now for the close-up show to begin. But before we do that, I want to talk with a good friend, Mr. Eric Buss. Hey, Eric, how are you?
How's it going?
Fantastic.
I haven't seen you in years.
It's been too long. You've been kind of running around, and you haven't been through Houston in a while. So
no, I have not been in Houston.
And I've been
in a while.
Going to some of the conventions, but it wasn't the same ones. I guess you're not working the conventions like you used to.
I don't do that many. No, yeah. I'm more busy on. I'm busier on cruise ships.
That's what I was going to say. I'm hoping that we get the Magic Island open this year, because you and I talk. I want to have you.
Is that delayed? I've heard
it is. Yeah, they haven't got the permits yet, and the architectural plans. But we're going to revise it. Apparently, they're going to have like an additional seating for 200 more people.
Oh, wow, cool.
And then we're going to require additional bathrooms and handicap facilities and exits and everything.
Right.
But they've already put a couple $1 million into it, which meant they're going to have to tear out some other stuff, plus shrink some of the showrooms and bars. And they said, okay, I think we're going to do away with that 200-seat thing and kind of re-envision.
Back to the drawing board.
Exactly.
Right.
So, anyhow, that's kind of what's going on.
Well, when it's done, I will come.
I will see you in Houston probably fairly regular basis, because you're
excellent.
One of my favorite guys. You're very creative.
Thank
you've got
you.
A lot of stuff. And so which cruise line are you working?
A bunch of them. Mostly Norwegian, Celebrity, Princess, and Disney.
What's that like being away from the family?
Awesome. And and terrible.
Okay.
It's tough. I mean, it's about a week and a half at a time. I don't do long ones.
I was going to say you don't do 8 weeks. Okay.
But it gives us all a break from each other, and then when I come home, I'm right back to dad. And as my wife always points out, when I am home, I'm 100% home.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to work during the day. I do cook the dinners, make the beds, do the laundry. I'm 100% home dad when I'm home.
But then
when I'm gone, I'm sleeping in and drinking martinis.
You're focused. I like that idea.
Yes.
While we're here,
suck.
We ought to have a martini.
I agree. I see you on Facebook with martinis all the time, and I go, oh, that looks delicious.
Delicious. So when you go out, I mean, you're really kind of a prop comic magician, and you got just a lot of stuff. Have you pared that down when you're going to work in cruises? Or
not nearly as much as I should.
Still have a spring cannon? I mean, spring.
No, I don't. I don't travel with that one. That one's way too big.
Okay.
I'm traveling with 3 road cases. Bottom one has casters, so it's my dolly. It's a stack.
Okay.
It's more than most people. less than illusionists, mm-hmm. and I push it through hallways. I got it down. It's a stack of crap that I push.
Yeah.
A lot of the cruise ships require two different 45-minute shows these days, mm-hmm. which I can do with the three road cases.
Yeah.
If I do a shorter corporate or one single show, I can travel with two cases, but I kind of need the third to bring some extra stuff. And so, yeah, I'm still traveling with a lot of crap.
Do you ever think about leaving them, like, someplace so that way when you come back you don't have to haul them? I mean, I know they pay for the shipping and everything, but...
I've done it on a few ships where I'm back in a week or two, but anything longer I don't want to have right. it out there without
I mentioned that because I was just talking to Jamie Allen from the UK, and that he did a show in Houston, and he was there for 5 nights, and he had his equipment shipped down from Chicago, which he did last year. So he'd been storing stuff in Chicago
oh, wow.
for a year
okay.
in the U.S. He's got enough stuff, I guess, that he kind of do that. So I just wondered if that might be something you would ever think
it's
about.
It's not really an option for me.
Okay.
Most of my stuff
I
is
be a duplicate, but
kind of one of a kind
yeah.
built. Yeah, I
like
don't have duplicates
stick and all
of
that kind of
yeah.
stuff. And so
it's not really an option for me, but I mean, the cases I'm flying with them. I don't have to ship anything, so it's not that bad.
Are you always coming up? Well, I know you're coming up with new creative ideas, but evolution of technology changes so quickly. For an example, the phone magnet that was your idea.
Right.
By the way, if you guys are using that, Eric's the brilliant creative guy behind that. Which is the idea is
this 15 years ago.
That's right. Well, now you know you're telling people to silence your phone. You're going to take it. Do you still use that thing?
I don't use it anymore.
Okay. I say technology's kind of moved on.
It's been hard to keep up with the looks of the phones.
Exactly.
And I think because I built so many, because I was selling it, I didn't want to look at it when it was my own turn to perform. So I never really did it in that many shows. I did it a bunch in the beginning.
Yeah.
But after I started building them and selling them, I didn't continue doing it. Plus, I wasn't... Well, on cruise ships, you don't have cell phones ringing in the show that often.
That's true.
It can happen, but it doesn't happen often.
Right.
And cell phones change looks every 6 months.
Right.
So it was just hard to keep up with
the
look
point.
Of the phone. Yeah.
You have to actually go to something else. So you kind of scrap the magnet thing. But that's when you got something else, I'm sure, new. It's replacing. It's a comedy, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of my own... Yeah, bizarre things that I do for myself. I don't sell any other products right now.
Speaking of bizarre, do you ever consult with somebody like Bizarro or other people with some ideas or all that yours idea?
Absolutely. If people ask me or come to me, yes, I love consulting.
Yeah.
I don't do it full time. I don't pursue the work.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it
yeah.
When it happens. And yeah, I've done a little bit of that kind of thing. I've done some prop building for Disney's Aladdin on Broadway.
Wow, did you?
Steinmeier found me, and I built some smaller prototypes for them.
Yeah.
And then the Disney people kind of took the prototypes and reworked them for how they needed them. But that was a really fun project for 4 months. That was years ago. I mean, it's been on Broadway for a while.
Yeah.
And if you blink while you're watching the show, you might miss the prop. I basically built a dove tray, but it was for dollar bills, like a giant pile of dollar bills that would appear. So I built that, and then I also built a tray that produced a giant pile of what looked like gold coins,
okay.
specifically for Aladdin. So it's
right.
very specific. So worked with Steinmeier on that. It was a really fun project for a few months. So I do that kind of thing again when I'm sought out, but I don't go looking for it myself.
Gotcha.
I enjoy performing.
But if somebody wants to seek you out and actually pick your creative brain, how would
sure.
they get in touch with you?
I cost $8,000 an hour. Or best offer.
We can
go. Yeah, buy me a martini. All right. I'll write you an act.
So
anyone can. I mean, I'm on Facebook and email. Eric@ericbus.com. Facebook, whatever.
Two S's, B-U-S-S.
Correct. Thank you. eric@ericbuss.com. Somebody could find me on Facebook and ask me or email me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Very good. Now, the convention, just since we're at the SAM convention.
Is that what this is?
Are you working this convention, or are you just here to
hang
out?
I am performing tomorrow night in the Comedy Cabaret.
Okay, excellent.
Tomorrow's late night show, 10 p.m. show or something like that.
Are you enjoying the convention so far?
Yes.
Have you been part of it?
I've been to a few parts. I have my kid and my wife with me, so
yeah.
I'm seeing less of the convention.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. It's always fun to see friends. And it's in Vegas, so what could go wrong?
Like.
Exactly. This hotel's weird. It's kind of separated into the dealer's area and the show area.
Yeah.
But I love the downtown area. It's super fun out there. So, yes. I've been having fun.
A lot of fun.
You?
Yes, I'm having a great time. You know, same with you. You know, just great.
You were here a month ago drinking martinis leading up to the convention.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I can only have one liver to give. yeah. You know, or maybe more, but it seems like it's...
What is your choice, your martini of choice?
Grey Goose, actually.
Okay, dirty?
Not dirty, and no vermouth.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Just
straight
shake
up.
It 37 times.
All right.
You know, with ice, and I've got an atomizer, a little spritzer at home with some vermouth in it, so I'll give it three spritzes over the top of that, and then I'll have three olives that are stuffed with blue cheese, preferably.
I love blue cheese olives. Right.
But and I've got a new company that I'm part owner in called Illusion Vodka, and currently I'm the most mysterious man in the world, kind of like the Dos Equis guy, so my picture's out on the side of the cases of the vodka. But we've been talking to John Dornbos maybe about having him as being our spokesman, because he's much more better known, obviously, than what I am. I mean, you know, with the Eagles and everybody else, and so I think that he could really bring another, it's more cachet. We'll see kind of that. And it's a very, you know, good vodka, Illusion Vodka, if I can pitch that real quickly, is it's filtered, let's see, distilled six times and filtered eight times. And so
wow.
It's very smooth vodka. It's actually made with Midwestern grain as a base. So, but it's not widely available yet. We're still working on that. So in the meantime, Grey Goose is probably my...
Yep.
How about you? What are you...
Grey Goose, dirty.
Yeah, you like it dirty.
Not filthy, but dirty. Mm-hmm. I also like Kettle One.
Kettle One is good.
Not too picky.
I like and Belvedere is good.
Yep.
So there are a few premiums that like that, but I like them too.
Yes.
Well, listen, they're getting ready to start the close-up show here. I think
enjoy.
International close-up show.
If you're not here, get down here, stupids.
You need to be here. Listen, this. Oh, they're about to close the doors. Eric, thanks again.
All right,
Magic Room Podcast.
Scott.
That was Eric Buss, my buddy. Scotty out.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
So we just finished the Rudy Kobe's full show, and we're waiting before Howard Greenbaum. Not Howard. What's his name?
Harrison Greenbaum.
Harrison Greenbaum is going to be doing an X-rated adult show here later than this evening. Everybody's still kind of just hanging around the bar, which is a good place to be. And I'm here with Sarah Krasen. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Some of you might remember her from before when we were at Orlando this last fall. So it hadn't been that long, but just a few months ago. And she is an attorney who has a book out. And tell us the name of the book again.
It's called Own Your Magic, A Magician's Guide to Protecting Your Intellectual Property. And it's all about how magicians can protect their work and stop people from ripping them off.
Right. And, I mean, that's a real snappy title. So it's... I'll have an acronym or something that you could use.
You know what? That's a good idea. I will think about it for the next edition.
And for those people who have not listened to the podcast before, whenever that we had chatted about this, give kind of. I remember that there were some excellent. I mean, we could sit and talk for a long time about this, but just I think we're like.
And I'm a geek, and I would love to do that.
Were there like seven or nine different things, or what? It seemed like there were certain points that you had brought up.
I mean, there are four main kinds of intellectual property. You've got patents, copyrights, trademark, and trade secret, and they each protect different things. So, for example, if you wanted to make sure that you were the only one who could use your stage name, you would use trademark law, and you'd make sure that you had that locked down.
Right.
To protect a script that you're using, now we're talking copyright. You want to protect a device. You've invented a new box to use for sawing a woman in half. That's a patent. So there are all kinds of specific rules about what you can protect and how, and what actions you have to take in order to protect your rights.
As an attorney, do people come to you then and ask you to research something often?
I do take some questions because I am an attorney and I am trained in this, and I'm happy to help and chat. But right now, I work for my day job does not allow me to moonlight. So I'm not taking on clients, but I do frequently have conversations and chat about these things.
But your company does?
I work for New York State.
Okay, I understand. No, I had, the reason was is that some years ago that I had an idea for something for golfers to use.
Uh-huh.
And I had this thing looked into, and it cost me, I don't know, about $600 or something for them to kind of research. This would have been probably in the 80s, mm-hmm. to find out whether or not that this idea had been patented, and they kind of looked through it if anything was similar to this. And I was thinking about going and having a prototype made of that kind of a thing. So I was going through the right procedure.
Right. Well, you want to talk to a lawyer, and you want to make sure that you've done all the research. Has somebody else done something like this? Is there some, even if somebody hasn't patented it, is there something else like that on the market? Because if it exists somewhere, that counts as prior art, so you can't use that technology to get your patent. In terms of talking about this stuff, you know, I love to talk about this stuff. You know, at a certain point, you're going to want to get your own lawyer, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I wrote the book so that there would be a resource to learn more, so that you could find out is this a path that you really want to take and be more educated about whether you do need to talk to a lawyer and how to talk to them when you decide to.
And so the reason I'm talking about this with you now then is just, and the reason you talk to magicians about it is because that magicians don't necessarily always think about trying to copyright their material or patent their brand or whatever their web page might be or their script or their, I mean, like Nick DeFont has a couple of gags and he, you know, I don't know if he could patent that or cop, I don't know what he could do to make sure that's his. But.
Well, for 100 years, the commonly held knowledge in the magic community has been that there's really nothing you can do to protect your intellectual property, and it's just not true. There is stuff that you can do. The one thing that you can't do that magicians really want to do is to own the idea, the plot of a trick. So the idea of sawing through a woman.
Right.
You can't own that idea. You can own the box. You can own the script you use, but you can't own the concept. So,
like tissue, for an example, the Kleenex can't own tissue. Kleenex is a brand name that they have copyrighted, I guess, or
right,
trademarked.
The term tissue existed before the Kleenex brand.
Yes.
And so that's a Kleenex is the trademark of, I want to say Johnson & Johnson, I'm not sure that that's correct, but Kleenex is the trademark of a specific brand.
Right.
And they don't own tissue, they don't want to. In fact, when you talk about their products, they want to make sure that you call it Kleenex and not tissue.
Just like Band-Aids.
And then exactly. So they're in all their advertising, they call it Band-Aid brands. They don't say, you know, it's a Band-Aid. They say it's a Band-Aid brand adhesive.
Right.
Because they want to make sure that if you talk about somebody else's product, somebody else's facial tissue, you're calling it facial tissue and not Kleenex.
And so that's what you want to ultimately have someone about your sawing method would be taking the place of a sawing.
Well, just to keep the two ideas separate a little bit, because the Kleenex is a trademark and sawing is a patent, so those are going to work a little bit differently. So if we're going to talk, use the Kleenex example, then I would say it's more applicable to your stage name, for example. So if you're, you know, Bob the Magnificent or whatever your stage name is, I mean, my name is Sarah Krassen. If I perform as Sarah Krassen, then I want to make sure that nobody else is performing as Sarah Krassen and that I have the website, sarahkrassen.com, and that I have the exclusive rights to use that name for the purposes of magic. Because it would hurt my business if somebody else were to show up and work under my name. It would be confusing to the clients who are looking to hire me. So I would want to go to the trademark office, the USPTO, and I would want to file the papers to register a trademark on my name saying that I'm using it in business and that this is mine. And the world is on notice that if you want to use the name Sarah Krassen, you've got to be me.
Right. It's kind of like, I guess, in Hollywood. There can't be any two actors with the same name. They can be, but they don't want to have any kind of confusion, I guess.
Right. Well, they definitely don't want to have that happen. And I think that that's even a rule in the union. I think if you want to become
SAG.
If you want to become a SAG member, they require you to not be using the same
name.
Can't
be Cary Grant, you know.
As a previous member. I don't. You know, he's dead. Maybe you could be by their rules. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think that everybody who might be looking to hire an actor these days probably knows that Cary Grant is dead.
Yeah.
And if you are working as Cary Grant, that you're probably not him.
Well, that's interesting. So I could go by Harry Houdini.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for SAG. I mean, I probably wouldn't go by Harry Houdini or Cary Grant because it would be very confusing.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm clearly not Harry Houdini. And anybody who's looking to hire Harry Houdini and thinks that they're going to get Harry Houdini is going to be very disappointed when I show up.
I see your point. Yep. Yeah. It's like, my name is David Copperfield or whatever, even still alive. You know,
well, I wouldn't pick that fight.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 100-aire versus a billionaire.
There's some places you don't go, and it's not good for anybody to do that.
Yeah, I understand.
And there are people who do go around and squat on a trademark and try and register a trademark that somebody else is using in commerce and try and take advantage of that company's goodwill or that performer's goodwill and that performer's reputation.
Yeah.
And then suddenly people who are used to getting the products from the manufacturer with that name are suddenly getting junky products, and then they become unhappy with that manufacturer.
Yeah.
So it can ruin your reputation.
Not good.
Well, listen, for more of this kind of conversation, let me just ask the listeners, if you would like to hear more of this, to just write me, scott@themagicwordpodcast.com, because I'd be glad to talk with Sarah in more in-depth. As she'd said, you'd be glad to sit down and talk for a long time about this. If some of you think that this would be worthwhile for me to have a full podcast with Sarah to discuss this. So again, the name of the book is what, and where can they get it?
It's called Own Your Magic. It's available from Amazon, your favorite magic retailer, and from me. Find me at a convention.
Okay. And your website, by the way, would be?
Website is ownyourmagicbook.com.
That's easy enough to find. Thank you very much, Sarah. Always
Thank
good
you.
Seeing you again.
Good to see you.
So the Magic Word Podcast. That was Sarah Krasen. Scotty out.